Thank you. la 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 la. Hashem Melech Aden Ashuvan Al Shameinu Yameinu Kekedem Av Shiveinu Hashem Melech Hashem Melech Aden Ashuvan Al Shameinu Hashem Melech Hashem Melech Ashuvan Al Shiveinu Hashem
la 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 Neshamas once again to be able to connect to ourselves, connect to Shabbos, connect to Purim. Oof, a lot of things. Running should be in Chesu for Shlema for Baruch Tzvi Menuf Kabatya, B'Soch Shachal Yisrael, B'Yom and Samcha Ben Adin Minya, B'Soch Shachal Yisrael. Holding Erev Parshas Vayikra Erev Zachar. It's Purim, no? If you're a week away from Purim, you're in Purim already. 2 minute warning, zero timeouts, or how many timeouts? No timeouts. We got Peyton Manning running a 2 minute drill, Lahavdil. A week to go. There's a story that they say, and Goldberg quoted it earlier in the year by Ravari Levine. Ravari Levine was once, he noticed that there's a certain kid who stopped coming to yeshiva. And every time he saw Rabbi Ravari Levine, who was a tzaddik in Yerushalayim, he was walking in the street, he would go to the other side. And he noticed this. It happened to be one time he was walking and he couldn't get out of the way. Like it was a head-on collision, and Ravari Levine asked him, like, what's going on? Like, why is it that every time, like, you see me, like, you cross the street? Ravari Levine was known as to be a mamash, an oyv Yisrael. He didn't care if you're from whatever. He was an Oyv Yisrael, like a Pshal Mamash. Loved every single Jew. So he said, Rabbi, I have to be honest with you. You know, I stopped really keeping Shabbos. I stopped keeping mitzvahs. I'm embarrassed to walk in front of you without a kippah on my head. So when I see you, I walk to the other street. I don't want to embarrass myself. I feel bad. So Rabbi Levine said such a powerful line. My wife loves the story. He said, I'm very short. I don't see what's on top of some of the people's head. All I see what's in your heart. It's a good line, no? You remember that.
I'm sure too.
All I see what's in your heart. I don't see what's on top of your head. That's what Purim's all about. Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just sees what's in our heart. How does he look for what's in our heart? If we're looking for other people's hearts. If we're looking at other people's deficiencies or looking for other people's negative qualities, then the Ribbono Shel Olam's not. It's Mida Kenegad Mida. Klaus Magarebi wrote in 1980. Vayikra Moshe Hashem Elav Me'ol Mo'ei Lemor. The opening pasuk, the opening psukim to Sefer Vayikra. This message. Dabar b'nei Yisrael amarta lihem. Tell the Jewish people. Odom ki yakriv mikem. When a Jew wants to give a carbon la Hashem, you want to bring a sacrifice to me. Mina be'imal, mina bakor, mina tzorin, tekrivu es carbon chem. You could bring from the animals. You could bring from the sheep. From the cattle, the sheep. And the rabbi asks, why is it changed from Lashon Yachid, right? Adam ki yakriv, right? When a person, singular, will bring a sacrifice. And then it ends off, takrivu is karbonachem. When they bring their karbonos, it changes. Just stay singular or go from singular plural. So parenthetically, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains, Odom ki yakriv mikem means that a Jew always has to try, not only trying to influence herself, but you're always trying to influence others. You're not just trying to inspire yourself. You want to always, in your life, you want to try to influence others. Even the Jews who might not feel like they're so Jewish. Because everyone has that neshama within them. But stay over here. And the Rebbe explained this whole idea in connection to Purim. And he explains, the Chazon Rebbe explained in 1980, Shal Shudas. Why does it start with Adam ki yakriv mikem and then ends off with plural? Because every Jew has to know that if you yourself are not part of a tzibor, if you yourself are not part of a chevra, you're not part of a congregation, that you don't have the koch of achdus. You don't have the Jewish people. You're just singular. You're just by yourself. Adam ki yakriv mikem, you have to know that When you're singular and you're working on your own avoda, you have to be takrivas karmanchem. You have to join with others, care for others, be concerned for others. And he writes in the second pasuk, the whole point, the opening pasuk of the entire sefer is coming to tell us that every Jew has to care for each other. You can't just worry about yourself. You have to be worried, you have to be caring about others. And that's what he writes in the third paragraph, the Arizal. This is Am the Arizal's tombstone. If you go to Tzvat, the cemetery in Tzvat, I was just there a few months ago. Ma? Kain. Okay, I had you in mind. I told you, but before we get to that result, you know what Blazer Geldzahler said? I told you this already, but we'll say it again. You brought it to my head. Right now, we're going in, and you're staying outside. There's going to come a time soon where you're going to go in, and we're going to stay outside. It's deep also, no? Put that on your wall. Your perm wall. But Rizal writes on his tombstone, and this is on, the Rizal has his minhag, and in all Nusach Sfarad Siddurim, all. It hasn't, I don't think Art School has caught up to you yet, that before you say Matovu when you come into shul, there's a minhag to say, I accept upon myself the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamocha.
Oh, wow.
I accept upon myself the mitzvah of loving my friend like myself. And all the Sfarim say, what's so important about that? Before davening? What does caring for your family have to do with davening? It has everything to do with. If your father sees that you care for your brothers and sisters, of course he's going to want to answer your tefillos. Like Rabbi Shlomo said that, he said that, I don't know which song or story, but he said that he's once by the Kotel, and Rabbi Shlomo said that there is this, you know, these poor people going around, and this guy, you know, it could have been the middle of davening, and the guy just said, no, I'm in the middle of davening. And Rabbi Shlomo said, such a sweet voice, he said, do you think your davening is going to get answered? That's the way you speak to him. I mean, he said it much nicer than that, but okay, he's in the middle of davening, but okay, so he shouldn't have done that. So now you're going to make it a bigger deal? Like sometimes it happens here too. Like, okay, so a poor person will be coming around davening. Okay. It's the end of the world to you just say, okay, after, whatever. Make a whole big deal, make a big fuss. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our father. He's going to hear your tefillos if he sees it the way, that's the way you're talking to your children. But the essence of the entire Purim story is no. Make sure you're caring for others. And Haman knew it. Haman says to Achashverosh, one of the first things he said to Achashverosh, I know the Klal Yisrael, I know they have Hashem on their side, but there's one thing that right now they don't have. They don't have the Achdus. The Pasuk says, and they were Mefuzar and Mefurad. They were dispersed and scattered.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't care for each other, says the Sfaznamis. And when a Jew doesn't care for each other, even the Hamans or even the Hitlers can get up and do whatever they want. When our Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we're not getting along, Kodesh Baruch Hu lets the Satan come right in and wipe away. Wipe it away. And what did Esther do? Esther says to Mordechai before she goes into the king, before she puts her life on the line, what does she do? She tells not only Mordechai to fast and to daven for 3 days. What's the last thing she says? Lech kenosos kol Yehudim. Go gather all the Jews together. What does it mean, gather them? Just to put them in the social hall to daven? It means make sure that they know that the only reason we're in this place to begin with is because we gathered in the wrong place. We gathered by the suit of Achashverosh. We gathered it in celebration of the Beis HaMikdash being wrong. Let's start having gatherings that are for Kedusha things. Start having caring for each other in Kaddish things. Caring for each other in holy matters. Making sure to gather together, to be kind together. To care for one another. That's Lech Knosos Kol Yehudim, gathering. Not just to gather them as a people, to spiritually gather. That you're caring for other people. Kippah, not kippah, from, not from, whatever it is. Jew's a Jew, one part of one family. When you love the child, you love the father. That's why I think the Kumana Rebbe says, if you take the gematria, I think it's in the thousands. If you have to do it, maybe. It says, Bahav Zorech Kamocha, Ani Hashem, love your friend, you're like yourself, I am God. It's the same exact gematria as V'ahav Tas Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Avadcho, B'chol Nafsho, B'chol Miyodecha. Loving Hashem with all your soul, all your heart, all your soul, all your possessions. That just stam. So I have friends who are gematria haters. I also have students. See, Rebbe, you can find a gematria for anything. So I said, okay, you're immature. And I said, by the way, your father also is gematria, right? He said, yeah. I said, okay, good. So you have gematria people who don't connect gematria. So am I telling you gematria is everything? But you're going to tell me that I think the gematria is in the thousands. You're going to tell me that it's a coincidence that the exact gematria of Ahatulech Gemachani Hashem, loving your friend like yourself, I am God. Is this the exact gematria in the 1,000? I think 1,000 something. We'll do it after. If that doesn't prove God, I don't know what does. And if you're going to tell me that's a coincidence, you have bigger issues. No, I should care for you. I should love you even if you don't like. And I'm going to love you. I love you. I love you even if you don't like gematrias. Those kids gave me a hard time this week because I told them a gematria of what the Sassima says, that a Malik tries to make us cool, right? Tries to cool us off in our avodas Hashem. Thursday night, nah. I'd rather watch college basketball, which I was doing. I'd rather not. I don't have to come Thursday night. I don't have to come to Shir. That's the main thing. They try to cool us off. Yisrael is the match at 541. If you take the fire out of Yisrael, right? We said this in one of the first halas. Take the fire out of a Jew. Ish out of Yisrael. Ish is 301. 541 minus 301 is 240. What are you left with? You left with a Malik. Malik wants to cold. The Chuzza says this. He wants to make our davening cold, our learning cold, our friendships cold, our relationships cold, 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 cold. Our vote is to know, to come together. And he says on page 3, this is what he said in 1984. And that's why Chazal instituted the whole mitzvah, everything of the entire day essence of Purim, is Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, the day screaming of Avos Yisrael. Not only do we have these special mitzvahs, but Stukah has a different name, so much so it has different halachas about it. Right? Shulchan Aruch says, Kol HaPosha Yad Nosen Lo. Usually, at the end of the day, you only have to supposed to give a tenth of a meiser. But the halacha is, anyone who comes to your door, anyone, even the Shulchan Aruch says, even places of non-Jews, I never saw that before. Shulchan Aruch writes, even non-Jews. I'm not sure if they're all listening to this taka, but now maybe the Boca Boys chat with the Red Jeep taka, maybe. Anyone who stretches out their hand, you have to give it to them. Why? Because the whole essence of Purim, the theme of Purim, is one of gula. It's one of achdus. It's one of caring for each other. That's the whole essence. What happened when Big Son and Sarah, right? The two guys, the wise guys, they wanted to kill Achashverosh. What's the reason, by the way, they wanted to kill him? They wanted to kill him because he got married, and every night he was just throwing another party, and they were serving him. He couldn't do it anymore. They didn't realize that Mordechai understood Persian. Also, he knew all the 70 languages. So what happens? They finally, Mordechai hears about it, tells Esther. Esther tells Achashverosh. The pasuk says, "Latomer Esther lenach b'shem Mordechai." Esther tells Achashverosh the name of Mordechai, and our rabbis teach us that if you say something in someone's name, you say something, I heard this from the Lubavitch Rebbe, yeah. I heard this from the Gra, you actually bring redemption to the world. When you give someone the credit to the source, you bring Mashiach closer. And everyone says, why? Okay, so Mordechai, Esther quoted Mordechai to Achashverosh Shkoyach. What's so good about that? You quoted a Dvar Torah at the table, someone rabbi's name you saw on the internet, Shkoyach. Says the Ashach, and I saw it when Yosef Lechach said the same thing. What happened when Mordechai found out about it? Mordechai wanted Esther to get the credit. He said, Esther, you're in the kingdom right now. I want you to be on his good side. And Esther said, no way, you're getting the credit. And they had this battle for each other. All the ones get the credit. And that's Geula. When you actually, that's beautiful, no? And that brings Geula to the world. That brings Mashiach closer. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the people that care for each other. So let's just review. We said the idea, the story of Ari Levine, of looking at people's hearts. Said the idea from the close of Rebbe. Why the pasuk says Adam ki yakriv? It starts singular and then goes to plural, because you can't just be by yourself. You have to care, but you care for others. Adam, when you're part of the tzibur, as takriv is coming, make sure you're part of the tzibur. Make sure you're caring for others. That's what the Arizal says. You start with davening. When you speak to the Father, you have to speak, telling you how much you love his children. And that's what Sasameh says, and the Chida says that was the whole koch of Esther before they went. She went into the gang. Her life was on the line. Leich Kenosus Kol Yehuda. Make sure to gather all the Jews together. The whole essence of Purim, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, even the Suda, you can't have a Mishtah by yourself. The whole essence of a Mishtah, and even Kriyas Megillah, you need a Tzibur. You have to be together. You have to gather. You have to be with other Jews. The whole essence of Purim is one screaming of this. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eu, your friend to your friend. He says Ish is Gematria 311. L'Re'eu is also 311. To another, we're one unit. We're one family. Just to end off with the story, and then we'll end with a niggin. So I wasn't sure which maisa to end off, and then we were singing. And I don't know why it came to me, but there's a story that happened about the Kal of a Rebbe, Shlita. There are two Kal of Rebbe's nowadays: the Kal of a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, in Shalem, and the one who has Lou Gehrig's disease in Shafush Shlema, in New York. So I've met both. So Rav Weinberger said it was one Lag BaOmer. You know, the Shulchan Aruch writes. I think Or the Ramah writes that whatever day of the week Purim falls out in, Lag BaOmer also falls out in. So Purim and Lag B'Omer are very connected. So maybe this is why the story came, I don't know. Rav Weinberg said he went to Meiron, Lag B'Omer, and the Kalav Rebbe's car pulled up. And Rav Weinberg was pushing in, and he brought in a name. I'm not sure if it was a sister or someone who couldn't have a child for a long time. And he got to the Rebbe, he got to the Rebbe's car, and he gave the Rebbe the name. The Rebbe davened by, and it was mamish, you know, crazy. It was Lag B'Omer, and finally the Rebbe went on his way. 2 years later, Rav Weinberg goes back to the Kalav Rebbe, and he gives him some names and everything, and he doesn't say anything about the person who, Baruch Hashem, the person had a baby girl. So the Kalav Rebbe looks at him. Different. He didn't see the names. He just saw Weinberg's face. He said, no, did she have a baby? I've been having for 2 years. He said, yeah, she had a baby for 2 years. Can you imagine? You know, sometimes we get a name. How long do we hold on to a name for? A week, maybe a month. For 2 years, I've been down for the ladies. That is what he gets the Arizal's message. He understands that someone else's problem is my problem. He gets Rav Ari Levine's message. There were one family, one unit. That's the message of Purim. Bez Hashem Shbizocha. Leich Kenosus Kol Yehudim Shbizocha. To see the Rebbe soon. And together, Yerushalayim Yom Kodesh. Shabbos Purim. Freilich Purim. Oh.